All right, welcome. It's the weekend's almost here, so you're here with us, John Scholes, Sivan Tamarkin, courtesy Samfiru Tamarkin LLP. You want to reach out if you have questions or concerns dealing with that disability lawyer. Those can be murky waters for sure, but don't do it alone. You're not going to get very far. You need help, you need knowledge, and you can reach out anytime to Sivan and his team when we're not doing this this half-hour show. The number, toll-free, obviously, 1-855-821-5900. Email help at disabilityrights.ca. And for any other questions, you can ask them on a free and anonymous website called mydisabilityquestions.com. So there's all kinds of resources for you. We'll give you a couple more as the show progresses. But we got lots to cover on the show over the next just under 30 minutes, pal. Week that was, case of the day. What's cooking on your end?
Hey, John, good to be here with you and with our listeners. It's been a very hectic week. It's been very, very busy. And, you know, I'm just looking at the news right now. Yesterday, we had a massive collision, 17-car collision, as many people know, on Highway 401. Lots of individuals injured, transported to hospital. And, you know, whenever something like this happens, and whenever we have bad weather, especially, I get a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of people and loved ones who are reaching out to me to understand what they should be doing. So clearly we're not doctors, we're lawyers, and we deal with injury claims all throughout Ontario and disability claims. So I can tell you on the legal front what to do. On the medical front, I always tell people, even if you're not injured, go and get checked out because you never know. I often have people coming to me saying, you know, I was in an accident. It was fairly serious, but I seem to be okay after the accident, only to develop these, you know, very stiff neck and back and these pains that are now essentially paralyzing me. And I get that a lot. And the reason is because sometimes it takes time for the body to recover. It takes time for the body to adjust to the injury. And sometimes you suffer certain injuries that you don't understand that you've suffered only until later when you're starting to have issues with movement, with pains, lack of sleep, memory and concentration issues, etc. So again, just so people understand, John, we deal with car accidents, slip and falls, any manner of injuries across Ontario, and we help people understand what their legal rights are. So let me start off with an interesting call that I had earlier this week. And this was from a lady who called about her husband. They're a young couple. He's 33 years old. He's a graphic designer. He had an accident last year in January. So we are a year and about 2 months post-accident. He was rear-ended by a truck. The police and ambulance attended. He actually had to be extracted from the car and flown to a hospital. Now, luckily and miraculously, he didn't break anything, but he aggravated a bunch of back injuries, pre-existing back injuries that he had before, sports-related injuries. Now, keep in mind, he had these sports injuries from back when he was in high school and his university days, but he had recovered and essentially was able to function. But this accident really aggravated those injuries. Now, he suffered here whiplash, headaches. Wow. He has memory and concentration issues. He was being monitored for concussion. And you know, things only got worse. So he didn't break anything, but all of the various injuries he did suffer, soft tissue, chronic type injuries that he suffered, ended up becoming too much for him. He became depressed, got on medications, and he also started drinking a lot. So now we have the alcohol problem, and that does happen with people who are injured, that sometimes they get reliant on alcohol or medications or other types of drugs. And as a result of that, as you can imagine, he spiraled out and he started having trouble at work. And he went off work, on leave, on medical leave. And he applied for long-term disability last November. Okay, so that was approximately 10 to 11 months post-accident. He was declined. And he was declined because the insurance company said that he wasn't disabled according to the documentation that they had reviewed. And by the way, we get this all the time. People who are disabled apply for long-term disability and get denied incorrectly by insurance companies who say that the person is not disabled. In any event, what did he do? Like most people, he appealed that denial. Guess what, John? He got declined again.
Of course. Yeah.
So the wife contacted me because she's been a long-time listener, and she said, listen, we don't know what to do. We got two small kids under 10. The employer has essentially threatened to replace him and his job because they need someone, obviously, to do his job. You know, her husband pretty much is at home, not doing much, a little bit of treatments. They're still getting some income replacement benefits from the accident. $400 a week, which is what he's entitled to under the accident benefits legislation. And so she's asking me, what do I do here? And so this is an interesting case. It's a very unfortunate case, and we'll be able to help her and her husband. But I want to break this down for people. So here we have three separate major legal issues. One, we have the accident for which he was not at fault. That's number one. Number two, we have an issue with his long-term disability insurance company, who has denied his long-term disability claim. And number three, it seems like he may be in danger of losing his job.
Right.
So you have injury law, you have disability law, and you have employment law. All three areas that our firm specifically focuses on and helps people with across the province of Ontario. And so, of course, I was able to explain to her exactly what is happening in her and what should be done. So let me break it down now for our listeners. Number one, for the car accident. Anyone who's injured in Ontario as a result of a car accident, and by the way, you can be a pedestrian too. You don't have to be in another vehicle. You can be a pedestrian, you can be a cyclist, you can be in another vehicle. Doesn't matter if you're the driver or not the driver or the passenger. If you're injured in a car accident in Ontario, you are entitled to what's called accident benefits. Those are benefits that your own insurance company, your own automobile insurance company, or the insurance company of the vehicle you were in at the time of the accident, or if you're a pedestrian, the car that hit you,
right.
Okay, there's all these permutations, that insurance company must pay you these accident benefits. And what do they pay for accident benefits? It depends. It depends on the severity of your injuries. So if you have a situation where you have somebody who's broken bones, as an example, just a very simple example, you're not going to necessarily be categorized as a catastrophic injury if you're not catastrophically injured, but you're also not classified in the smallest category, which is called the minor injury guideline. So essentially what this means, if you, let's say, broke some bones or aggravated prior injuries, you're going to be in the non-catastrophic category. What does that mean? It means that you're entitled to up to $65,000 of medical and rehabilitation benefits, which are available to you up to a maximum of 5 years.
Right.
Of course, you're also entitled to up to $400 a week for income replacement benefits. You may be entitled to other things like attendant care if you have difficulty with self-care and you need help, you know, somebody helping you with that. And there's a variety of other benefits. Again, it depends. If you have a catastrophic injury or a catastrophic type of an accident, the benefits are completely different. You may be entitled up to $1 million of medical and rehabilitation benefits, case management services to help you navigate the medical system, etc. And there's many other benefits. So that's accident benefits. In this case, this gentleman, the husband of the wife that called me, he was not at fault for the accident. He was rear-ended. And so he's entitled to potentially a tort claim, which is a legal claim against the driver and the owner of the vehicle that struck him. Now, in a case like that, you can be dealing with a lot more in terms of compensation. You're dealing with money for pain and suffering. You're dealing with money for income loss above and beyond the $400 that he's getting now from his accident benefits insurer. Maybe money like that into the future, right? If he's not able to work or has a difficulty working or working as he did before the accident mm-hmm. into the future, we can calculate or retain experts to calculate what his long-term losses are going to be. And in many cases, in those kinds of circumstances, those kinds of cases are valued at hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not in the millions, again, depending on the severity of the injuries and how much it impacts his life. So, you know, I'm really not spending a lot of time, John, because there's so much to unpack here, but that's on the accident front, the car accident. Really, really important to understand that you need to understand that there are certain timelines, right? And there's a 2-year limitation for starting that legal claim from the date of the accident. So you can't start that legal claim beyond the 2-year mark, you know, the second anniversary of the accident date. Let's move on to the disability claim.
Yep.
Clearly, this gentleman is unable to work. Okay. He's been getting treatments, she's telling me. His doctors have said that he cannot go back to work at this point. He's also now developed a dependence on alcohol. So there's that element as well. He has enough doctors, from what I understand from his wife and from what I've seen, to essentially prove that he's unable to go back to his job at this point in time. There is no reason in the world why his long-term disability insurance company declined his claim. Now, he tried to appeal that, and John, you and I have discussed many times, appeals from long-term disability denials. I can tell you in my experience and the experience of many lawyers on my team, rarely do these appeals actually work. oftentimes they just draw out the process, they make people more desperate, and insurance companies willy-nilly just reject these appeals. Because remember, when you're appealing a long-term disability denial, it's not going to a third party, it's not going to a judge, it's not going to someone outside the insurance company. It's going to the same insurance company that declined you at first instance. Okay, they're the ones who are now looking at the appeal. So why would they reverse their position? So in that case, I can tell you right now, he's entitled to LTD. We're going to be able to resolve the long-term disability claim very quickly. And that's going to help them because LTD generally pays anywhere from 60 to 75% of your pre-disability income. Again, there is an interplay here, right? He's also getting $400 a week for income replacement benefits from his accident insurer. So you have to understand how those insurance companies and how this, you know, these benefits are intertwined, and are you getting both at the same time? Do they stack one on top of the other, et cetera, et cetera? So we're going to be able to help him with that. The last item I want to touch on here is the fact that his wife told me that his job is potentially in jeopardy. Look, I'm not an employment lawyer, but we have quite a lot of employment lawyers at our firm. And my partner, Lior Samfiro, who's the host of the employment show, the employment law show, and talks a lot about this. You cannot let someone who is disabled, you cannot fire them. That's it. That's a human rights violation. And if you do that, not only is the person potentially entitled to wrongful dismissal damages, but they may, in addition, be entitled to human rights damages. And why is this important? Other than the fact that obviously he wants to keep his job and he wants to be protected, it's also important because if you're on LTD, for example, right, you're on disability or you're getting benefits from a car accident and you're let go from your job and you get severance, you may be in a situation where the severance doesn't all come to you. It could be a situation where the insurance companies, one or both, claims a deduction for those. So in other words, that money goes into the pockets of the insurance companies.
Right.
So I don't want to scare people, John, but I want to tell people out there, you need to protect yourself. And the way you do that is by getting information, by asking questions. And I tell people it costs nothing to come and talk to us about these kinds of issues. If you're injured or you know somebody who's been injured in an accident or you've been denied long-term disability, please reach out to me, to anyone on my team, whether it's by phone, whether it's by email, any way you want. Go to mydisabilityquestions.com. It's a website that we've been hosting for many, many years. We've answered thousands of questions, all for free. We give this information for free. At least you'll know what your rights are, and just like this lady now does. And I'll be speaking with her and her husband together, actually next week, to have a more fulsome conversation, to really explain to them how we can help them. But really, it's the first step, John, to anyone in that situation, if you've been injured or you know somebody who's been injured or you've been denied disability, to give us a call or to email us so that we can tell you what your rights are. Without having that information, without having that understanding of what your legal rights are, you are in the dark. And those companies, those insurance companies, can take advantage of you.
Take a short break and right back to it. Toll-free 1-855-821-5900. Help at disabilityrights.ca. We'll continue with more of the Disability Law Show right here on 640 Toronto. All right, welcome back. Disability Law Show. I want to remind you, beyond this half hour, you can always reach out to Savan and his team. You're encouraged to do so because it can be troublesome dealing with that disability insurer for sure, as you heard in the first part of the show. And to do so toll-free, obviously, 1-855-821-5900 will not cost you a dime just to pick up a phone and ask some questions for sure. Email help at disabilityrights.ca, and you can also use pocketdisabilitylawyer.ca. That's a great website. It's fairly new. Savan, tell me more about it.
So John, Pocket Disability Lawyer, we created that website to help people out there get information about their legal rights if they have a question about their long-term or short-term disability. And you know, some people just don't want to call a lawyer. They don't want to email a lawyer. They just want to go and Google the information. You know, can the insurance company just deny my claim if my doctors say that I can't work? Can the insurance company send me to one of their doctors? Can the insurance company cut me off after 2 years of paying me long-term disability? You know, standard questions like that. And so we created that website to allow people to get tailored and specific information and answers to their questions without having to communicate with us directly. Now, if at the end of going through that, entering some information, answering some questions here, and getting the information that you need, if you still want to get in touch with us, click the button. And then we'll get an email saying that you want to speak with us, and we'll connect with you again for free, not going to cost you anything, and we can give you this information. But stay away from just Googling those questions that you have, because you may fall on websites that are outside of Ontario. And you know, the law is not the same across every province in the country. Mm-hmm. Certainly the law is not the same if you land on an American website. So if you're in Ontario and you have a question about your short-term or long-term disability, and you want to just get the answers on your own, don't Google it. Just go to pocketdisabilitylawyer.ca. It's free, it's anonymous, it's quick, and it's accurate. That's the most important thing, John.
Again, pocketdisabilitylawyer.ca. Take it for a spin when you got a moment. You had something else you want to discuss on the show tonight for the remaining time, Savan. What do you think?
I do. I had another call this week, which was quite interesting, actually. And this is not the typical accident case, but so I did think that it's worthwhile to raise it. So this individual actually contacted us this past Tuesday, and he's talking about an injury that he had, a car accident back in March of last year. He had his car taken to a mechanic shop. I'm not going to mention the name of the mechanic shop. It's a very famous one in Canada, but I'm not going to mention it. And so he went there to complete a safety on his vehicle. He received a certificate that the car is safe to drive on the road. The next day, he was almost involved in an accident. He slammed on his brakes to avoid a collision, and his seatbelt malfunctioned, causing him to hit the steering wheel. He suffered a concussion, chronic migraines, balance issues, and memory loss. So severe types of injuries. He also has an MRI, and this MRI showed that he had a disc bulge in his spine, and the x-rays that he had taken at the hospital showed that he re-broke his old fractures. Again, serious accident. Now, you know, you would think, John, that it's his word versus the mechanic's word, right? I mean, Keep in mind, the day before the accident, his vehicle was safetied, and apparently everything was okay. Well, not so quickly. The MTO, the Ministry of Transportation, apparently assessed the vehicle and found several things were done incorrectly, including something to do with the seatbelt. It was not safe. The mechanic that did the safety and the owner of the mechanic shop have been charged. Now, this individual is now looking to start a potential claim against the mechanic and the owner of the mechanic shop. A little bit more information for you, John. This gentleman is in his late 30s. He was on disability at the time of the accident. However, he was taking courses to try and return back to work. But because of these injuries, now that has been changed, right? He's not able to do that. He's not taking those courses anymore. And now he's in a much more difficult situation. Is he ever going to go back to work? We don't know at this point. He's having some difficulty getting money for the treatments that he needs. He has started a claim, an accident benefits claim. Remember I said if you're injured in a car accident, you're entitled to accident benefits? Well, he started that. But what he's called us about is about a potential claim. He wanted to know, do I have a potential claim against the mechanic who was charged by the MTO and against the mechanic shop? And so I can tell you, just based on this information alone, he 100% has a case here. Oh, now, I may change my mind once I see more documentation, but if the MTO charged this mechanic, if the MTO says that this mechanic shop did not do things correctly, well, they're negligent. And this negligence caused him to be in an accident. I don't know about the other people involved in the accident, if there were other people. But, you know, it's not the first time that people have contacted me, John, about a situation like this. And I can tell you from my own experience. I can tell you that last year, I took my car to a dealership for service, for a service and to change the tires on my wheels.
Right.
And then I started hearing noise. I don't know if I told you this, by the way, but I started hearing noise in the car, really strange noise coming kind of from the tire area, the front tire area. And when I took it to a different mechanic, he told me that the bolts that hold the wheels in were not actually properly secured.
Oh, great.
So when I was driving on the highway, there was the danger of the wheels going off. Can you imagine?
Yeah, and it hit someone opposite traffic, and there you go. Yeah.
If I'm on the highway and this tire and my wheel goes off and you know, hits somebody else, I mean, you could end up with fatalities here. So you know, the lesson here is this. I mean, leaving aside the fact that mechanics should be doing their job correctly, which I can tell you from my experience, anybody that I've gone to before those other mechanics last year, They have, and I have great respect for mechanics. It's a very difficult job. It requires a lot of knowledge. But if they don't do their job correctly, if somebody is negligent, and that negligence in any kind of a scenario causes injury, that, I'm not going to say entitles you, but it gives rise potentially to a legal claim under Ontario law for compensation. And compensation can be very significant depending on the severity of the injuries, depending on the losses. And it's not always clear cut. It's not. For example, in this case, this gentleman may not be able to go back to his studies, which means he may not be able to go back to work for a much longer period of time than otherwise anticipated. What does that mean? I don't know. Does it mean that he can't go back to work for an additional 5 years? What are those 5 years of lost income, whatever that income is, worth? Right? There's ways to deal with these kinds of questions. My point is, you need to ask those questions. If you're injured, or if you know somebody who's been injured through no fault of their own, contact us so we can at least tell you what your rights are. We may tell you that there is no case, and I've done that as well. If I think there is no case, if I think that it's your fault, if I think that it's just bad luck, there is no claim for negligence, I will tell you that. If you want to get a second opinion and go to a shop that's just going to sign you up just like that, go ahead. But I'll tell you the truth. The lawyers on my team will tell you the truth. And if I tell you that there is a case, I believe that there is a case, and I believe I can get you compensation under Ontario law. So very interesting case, John, very different, and kind of makes me jittery. It's going to the mechanics next time. But you need to understand that mechanics, just like anyone else, are human, but they can make mistakes. And in this case, this mechanic and this shop are going to be liable, and their insurance company is going to have to pay this gentleman who's been injured.
And there's so many facets of this that this gentleman you're talking about may not realize. I mean, can he make a claim for some of the education he's missed? I know we got to wrap in a couple minutes, but there's so many things he might not be aware of that you can get him money for that he's owed, right?
Well, that's exactly right. When I tell people that they're entitled to compensation, it's not just pain and suffering,
right?
And it's not just income loss. If you have family members or other people who have been helping the person now that the person has been injured, maybe they're helping them around the home, maybe they're helping them with winter maintenance, removal of snow, cutting grass, they're entitled to get reimbursed for that. What happens if you need to adjust your home, if you need to install, a railing or something?
Yeah.
That's all compensable. There's a lot of things that go into analyzing what compensation you are owed. There are many categories like that. And by the way, John, remember, I used to work for insurance companies many, many years ago. And I can tell you, insurance companies would have a field day when they would have a lawyer on the other side representing an injured person. And that lawyer did not go category by category. And only got partial compensation for their clients. Insurance companies love that, right?
Yeah.
If they can pay less, they would love to pay less. But you got to go to a lawyer and a law firm that understands this area of law. And when we talk about your case, we are going through in detail to understand precisely what your losses are, what kind of compensation you are potentially entitled to, how long it's going to take. Everything you need to know, you will know. Every question you have, it's my duty to answer. The more information you have, the more power you have, the more you are in a position to make decisions about your future.
Reach out now that we are done for the day and you're on into your weekend to reach Savannah and his team. He's got a great team working for him. Lots of voices can talk to you. Toll free 1-855-821-5900. Email we go to every week is help@disabilityrights.ca. Just the website is disabilityrights.ca. And as we mentioned before, lots of information and answers can be had at pocketdisabilitylawyer.ca. Use all those and we'll talk to you exactly a week from now, our next edition of the Disability Law Show right here on 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.